Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. Side question today, the ultimate holiday. Under fire, Christmas. I mean, this is a really, we need Joe of Exton. I hope he calls in here. We need a dissertation on Western civilization. You know, Scott Jennings, if you missed him with us, was just brilliant, otherworldly at the event we did out there in Phoenixville. But the book title, he anticipated this. It wasn't his editors or whatever. He did it. How Trump Stormed Washington to Save America. And Western civilization. So today, on Christmas Eve, Politico, there's a Politico Europe. It's all one enterprise. It's one of the biggest political lefty entities out there. Their headline is How the Far Right Stole Christmas. How the far right is saying that Christmas is the marker, huge marker, or the marker of Western civilization. Of course it is. We didn't steal anything. You guys tried to do that, and then in recent memory, you have the radical Islamic presence putting pressure on this, and that's the end result. So much so that across Europe, I've looked at the last 24, 48 hours, public celebrations have giant police barriers and really armed police. Why? They're afraid of a terrorist attack fueled by Islam. That's what happens. So, yes, and the defenders are weak in Europe. Trump is not saying, well, my mission is to defend Western civilization. But Jennings is right. His moves and the stuff that he does and the stuff that he does with America, that's what it comes down to. That's what we're up against. And imagine claiming that we're making this up, that Christmas is the marker of Western civilization. Of course it is. J.D. Vance the other day at the big Kirk event saying, may Christianity always be the religion of the United States. Now you can say Judeo-Christianity, that'd be fine, but you get what the message is. And it is under fire. Not just something as simple as saying Merry Christmas, but the whole idea here in Philadelphia. Sherelle Parker is a religious person. In her church, would her minister and all say, oh, you got to say the holiday tree and the holiday celebration? Right across the street from where they did that, the lighting of the tree, is what? The Christmas Village. Remember that battle? Joan Krajewski, may she rest in peace. Tom, I don't have a cigarette voice. Of course you do, Joan. Come on. One of the all-time favorites fought tooth and nail when they try to change that big enterprise, which They do have nice stuff there. It is quite an event. The Christmas Village to the Holiday Village. What? So how do you call it the Christmas Village? Well, because we won that one. And yet, they can't call it the Christmas tree and the lighting of the celebration of Christmas. Constantly. But that's petty stuff. Versus those that today are saying, how dare you? We're not going to let you steal Western civilization. Christmas is not a marker of it. Of course Christianity is a marker of it. Of course it is. And the more we try to secularize, so Jennings in his book, but I'll say it, I think the same way. On the one hand, in Europe, you have people that are secularizing, taking Christianity away, Catholicism in the main from France and Italy, taking that away. Meanwhile, they've imported a lot of people who came there for a better life and at least a better income that are Islamic, and they are fundamentalist. And in many instances, or significant numbers, they are radical. So you have that religion on full burner, and the left doesn't say anything about it, and they're trying to weaken the fervor of Christianity. You put those two things together, and you know who's going to win. And that's where Europe is. And Trump sometimes calls it out in his own way, the illegal immigration stuff associated with that. But that's absolutely what's at stake here. And Christmas is the marker, the big holiday that marks what Western civilization is all about. Now, you can let me know on Twitter, too. I'm thinking of a side question. I'm just reading during the break. Eagles playing Buffalo. Trying to think of how I can couch enough. I don't know if there's enough things associated with Buffalo.
What's a wing flavor that you might want to have? Like a weird wing flavor.
But maybe upstate New York, New York other than New York City. I'm working on that for Friday because that's going to be a really interesting game. And I will on Friday, post-Christmas, make my point when we play Buffalo of why the draft is so wrong. Who in the world in their right mind would want to go to Buffalo? Well, then, Tom, they won't have a team then. Well, I guess there's some cities that wouldn't have teams. Why should people be dragooned and told you must go and play in that city? I'm drafting you. That's socialism to me. But I realize people like socialism when it comes to pro sports. They like parity. Every city wants to believe they have a chance to be in the playoffs and all the rest of it. So let's make it all equal. It's not sports to me. Okay, 855-839-1210. You get on board. By the way, there is, so I don't forget, because I wanted to remind you about them. No Money Melody today. I hope we'll pick it back up on Friday. But I wanted to tell you that Navy League Philly, NavyLeaguePhilly.org is our sponsor each and every day. Love these guys, Tom Metzger and others. And if you were in the sea service of any way, Marines, Coast Guard, Navy, this is the group in Philadelphia that you want to link up with. You'll love the people associated, the men and women now associated with that. We did the Army-Navy game with them. More in the new year. Just go to NavyLeaguePhilly.org. NavyLeaguePhilly.org. Join them this year. We'll have a lot more with them. I love the camaraderie, the work that they do. A lot of good stuff, encouraging people to go into the military, the Navy, Coast Guard, et cetera, in the Delaware Valley. A lot of success. Please check them out if you have that kind of pedigree, that kind of background. All righty, 855-839-1210. You know, I mentioned a moment ago, imagine the first time that you saw Mickey Mantle as his scout did. He wasn't even scouting him, didn't know about him. It was like, oh, my God. I don't know if Mantle hit a ball 565 feet, which we know he did against the Washington Senators. They brought in people. I had the woman on who wrote the book about this. But I remember the first time I heard this guy, it was Memorial Day of this past year. And I thought, oh, man, here we go. Zenos in Upper Darby. Hey, Zenos. First time we heard you on that Memorial Day, I went, oh, my goodness, this is going to be good.
Well, Dom, Merry Christmas to you, your family, and the whole crew, and congratulations to Robert. He's a tough nut to crack, but he's a good guy. I can feel it. Now, you were talking about, you know, Western civilization and, you know, with Christmas, and you're absolutely right, Dom. These people, and these are Christian countries, France, Germany, obviously Greece, you know, a lot there, were the Orthodox faith. And that's what they, exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to diminish our holidays, our traditions, our Thanksgiving. Now, let me say this. Here it is. It's our Lord and Savior's birthday, right? He's not even invited to the party. He's not even getting a slice of cake. What they're going to do is throw him out. And I'm very opposed to that, using the holiday tree. It's a Christmas tree. We say Chronia Pola. Chronia Pola means it's a holiday greeting, or Kala Kristuyana, Merry Christmas. And that's what these people, they are trying to diminish. And you know what I feel? I feel like Odysseus coming back to Ithaca, and the place is upside down where they're trying to take over his kingdom. And this is what these people are trying to do here and in Europe, diminish Western civilization, which started in Greece and spread to Italy, all over the world.
You're the perfect truth. We have two heavy hitters, you with the classical Greek tradition, and Joe of Exton's on the line, Zenos. And you're right. The Greeks, that is the perfect example of the roots of Western civilization, rational thought, all those things. And this is what's under fire. We're not trying to steal Christmas. We own Christmas. You're trying to steal it.
They are trying to steal it, Dom. We owe it. The Orthodox faith has not changed nothing since our Lord and Savior was put on the cross at the age of 33. We believe in that. That's why it's called Orthodoxy. Ortho means straight up. I don't know if it's Latin or Greek. It means straight up. And we take them seriously, and they're trying to diminish that even in Greece, you know, with the secularism and stuff like that. And they're doing it here, and I'm very opposed to it. It bothers me a lot. And one other question, Tom. You're saying, what was Joe talking about, the Byzantine Empire? I've been trying to wrap my head around
that. Yeah, that's right. Yes, yeah.
What was about that? I think the Byzantine Empire started about 450 A.D. And it lasted to 1452, which was a dark day for the Balkan Peninsula, because they mistreated us. If I told you what they did to us, the Turks, you would not believe it. You think I'd make it up.
Oh my God, the history, fractured history here. Zenos, who's your family?
Okay, my family, I like that. My family is the Monsters. And I'll tell you why. They were all foreigners. And if you ever notice on the program, they were always pro-American. They were, you know, not God-fearing people, but, you know, they abide by the laws. If you look at their things, they're always something about pro-American. And what's her name? Yvonne DiCarlo. She was drop-dead gorgeous lady.
All right. Thank you.
Promo.
Please put that. Yes. Send Henry right now. I know he's in sick bed. Come on now. You don't get better than that. We're talking Christianity. And Yvonne DiCarlo, drop-dead
gorgeous.
All right. I got Joe of Columbus in the on deck, and then swinging Joe of Exton. I mean that, though. I wish I were there the first time to see Mickey Mantle. I think I would just freeze in place and go, oh, my God, no, that's not real, what I'm seeing in front of me.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, anybody who was, they were up and coming, they were not well known yet, and the first time that you saw them, ugh.
And imagine if he didn't play his whole career without an ACL.
Well, that's right, and alleged drinking and womanizing.
Right.
I think Babe Ruth trained better than Mickey. Well, that's pretty hard. He had 18 hot dogs and needed his stomach pumped between two games of a doubleheader.
Woof.
Yeah. Woof. So, Babe Ruth, pretty bad. There was a story of a train of Babe Ruth running naked through the train with a woman with a butcher knife chasing him. Probably that happened.
Holy crap.
These guys. I don't know how they lasted even 10 years at this kind of level. Right. Okay. All right, coming up, no money melody today. We'll take more of your calls. We'll get a winner by the end of the hour. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Coming up, too, I'll play you a Media Research Center. Good job. Some of the worst takes of the year. I played you already, life coach Kamala Harris, the cackle. Coming up with something, do you want a Friday night guy or a Sunday morning guy? And she could have been president. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine the material here? And the cackle is stunning. I mean, it's just, and again, if you want to be president, and she's driven to do that, she got close, you got to get rid of the cackle. You got to bring in experts. No cackling. 855-839-1210.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, Talk Radio guidance tells me I should go to Joe of Exton next here on the Dom Giordano program. Merry Christmas after that classical rendition of the Turks and the Byzantine Empire coming in. But Joe of Columbus has the status as the communitarian. He brings up all the time here on the show, and he is next. Let's go to Joe of Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Merry Christmas, Joe, to you and your family.
Same to you, Dom, and everyone else listening and part of your staff. I don't want to burst Zeno's bubble, but number one, Yvonne DiCarlo was not Italian. Number two, I believe she started off as a fan dancer. So put any kind of connotation with that as you want to.
Who would have thought on Christmas Eve we debating the public character of Yvonne DiCarlo?
And I love Zeno's, but, you know, I'm totally against Hollywood these days. They totally disillusioned me, you know.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to ask you, in case I do this, anybody you met, maybe up and, or you saw them somehow or another, up and coming, and you went, oh, my God, someday, it just took your breath away. Mickey Mantle is the one I'd like to be to see. I don't think anybody ever playing baseball had more raw talent than Mickey Mantle across the board.
Well, when Mickey was in his prime, I was probably only about 3 years old. I was conditioned to love Mickey Mantle by my dad.
Right.
I had all the 8x11s of Yankees, Yogi Berra, in my bedroom. But to me, it was Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, sure.
That guy did it all.
Yeah.
And the best athlete to me will always be Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
he was
pretty hard.
Natural.
Well, you know, not a modern athlete, but Jim Thorpe, they show up at the meet. What does this guy do? The one guy, he runs the mile. There are 15 events. What does Jim Thorpe do? Everything else.
Yeah, and Jesse Owens, he made his mark, too.
Oh, Jesse Owens facing down Hitler. Now, that's pressure, you know?
Oh, yeah. He was an island. He was all by himself.
Yeah.
And that leads me into my side answer. Perfect segue, Dom. Mine was, and if she, the main character, if she didn't come out of a convent, she could have been considered a home wrecker. And if you didn't watch this movie as a child, you were basically considered un-American. I know it had probably a little bit of a Rudy flavor to it, but you were considered un-American. And it was real defectors going over the Alps of Austria into Switzerland during the Hitler regime when Hitler took over Austria, and that was the Von Trapp family.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. Great one. Have a great Christmas. We'll put you down for that. Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You and everybody
in
your life, man. Thank you, man. Hey, man. After hearing Zeno's, that was an incredible call, man. I feel so simple with my answer. Here I am, just a
well. I kind of remember that the first time I saw you at Mulligan's, bringing an encyclopedia there at the bar, and I went, "Wow, this is amazing!" Yeah.
Yeah, I was really impressed by Zeno's. If I ever meet him, I'm going to buy him a shot of Metaxa 7-Star. I hope he's listening. He knows what I'm talking about. 7-Star.
Okay.
But hey, Dom, you know, it's no secret how much I was a fan of the 1970s NFL. But when I was a real little kid in 1971, Archie Manning came out of Ole Miss.
Right.
They had an old theme song for him. He was like a folk hero, man. He gets drafted to the a new franchise, the New Orleans Saints, and they were just a pitiful, pitiful team. And he never complained. He took the battering, and he just kept on going. And I feel bad saying his family because I'm not a fan, but I envied him. You know, his two sons went on to be, you know, NFL MVPs, and Eli and Peyton. And what's ironic, the other son, who was considered the son with the most potential, never made it to the NFL. His name was Cooper. And I believe it's Cooper's son now. I could be wrong. I believe it's Cooper's son now is the star in with the money, with these college players getting the money. I think his name's Arch Manning. Like I said, I could be wrong. But the irony where the one Manning son didn't play was considered the greatest athlete of them all because of his neck injury. But I'm going to, and the wife, Mrs. Manning, Archie's wife, she's a beautiful Southern belle. Nice woman, beautiful. They had it all. You know, you don't hear anything bad in the public about them. They never, you know, did anything wrong. You know, and I'm just going to go with the Manning family.
All right. That is a great explication on a family. That's what we're looking for. All right. He knows the Byzantine Empire. He is a guru. We know that he had an unusual job of being in a probation office greeting the parolees.
Right.
A convicted murderer. You're next. Mm. Come on in. And when we met him at the Don Jr. event, it was spectacular. It was the paparazzi were all over this guy. By the way, one of my best memories, well, that was really last year, but anyhow, it was the protesters confronting Dan and me in Collingswood.
Yeah, I remember that. I was there.
Screaming, how many rubles are you being paid in? It was hilarious.
Yep.
At the Don Jr. event.
They were chanting.
Because
before you got there, I got there ahead of you with promotions, and there was a small crowd that was starting to form. And then all of a sudden it grew, and the chants got louder and louder and louder. And I remember you went out there.
We have it. I think we have
We do.
We have it in our stuff there. And the rubles thing came up constantly. They didn't engage with me. They didn't want to come on or talk or whatever. We're going to have more fun with that. But Joe of Exin was there. Joe, Merry Christmas to you. Welcome.
Cue the theme song.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, Dom. And again, Merry Christmas to you. After I present my answer, I have some comments.
Sure.
But anyway, I lived in Italy for 6 years, from 73 to 79. And as I slowly became acclimatized, I began hearing the word La Familia continuously being articulated.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally realized that the Italian family is the central mainstay of Italy. At the time I was there, Italy did not recognize divorce or have divorce laws on the books. And as for Byzantium, Constantine was an ardent advocate of Orthodox Christianity. Unfortunately, Byzantium is now Turkey.
Yeah.
But tells Dinos to go see the film Never on a Sunday with Melina Mercouri. She wrote a book called I Was Born Greek. I'm fond of Greek culture and music. There used to be a program on Saturdays during the 80s called the Cyrus Family. The husband was Greek and the wife was Greek-American. They had a show, a broadcast show on the weekends from Upper Darby, where they played Greek music all afternoon. And boy, I loved it.
Well, Joe, thank you. And again, Joe, thank you for just being Joe of Exton. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much. Again, Joe of Exton is not an actor. He's not somebody in league with us. He's just a great, unbelievable find.
Absolutely.
And when Dan started putting the music under it and the whole thing, it's taken off. Yeah, somebody the other day said, and I hereby decree, we'll talk to Henry too. I think you were here, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
He might not be the caller of the year.
Right.
Because there's, you know, he's quick.
Yes.
But he is going to get an Oscar for the Lifetime Achievement.
You know what?
Award.
I was going to ask. Can he get, as far as Call of the Year, can he get like an honorable mention? Because he's the winner, like, on that.
Hands down. Yeah.
Hands down.
He gets the Lifetime Achievement Award.
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree. He's awesome. He's great.
Yeah. I mean, it is now some of the toughest. And if all these people come back that won previously or were runners up, like Earl of Tacony, Scott of Mount Laurel.
Right.
Joe of Columbus, who's been in there twice now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's going to be fierce in 2026.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. It's 855-839-1210. Take more calls coming up. We'll get a winner. We're here until 3 today. Just a little random fact, but I clipped this, even though it's Christmas Eve. New York Post today, nearly 30 Yale undergraduate departments, like English department, anthropology department, they have these 30 departments at Yale, 0 for 30, not one Republican faculty member, the Buckley Institute report finds. So 30 departments at Yale, they may have more, but these 30, not one Republican. And yet, these are the people that lecture us about diversity. And talking about Western civilization, we know it's not about skin color. It's not about outward appearance. It's about the person, and wouldn't this be one of the qualities of those persons that you would expect to have a few people who are conservative or at least Republicans? You can have Brian Fitzpatrick. You can have the Brian Fitzpatrick chair for rhinos at Yale. Take the biggest rhino, Republican, put him in there. Not even that. Not one over 30 departments. And yet, the lecture is on and on and on about diversity. All right. And I would argue maybe the best show on TV this year that's new, and it's somewhat my friendship with Scott Jennings. But I'd love to see it on Fox. They won't do it, though. And maybe people wouldn't like it on Fox. The 10 o'clock show on CNN has a lot of characters. They have Jennings. And they have this kid from the Midas Touch squaring off, 23-year-old, with Jennings. I think America loves debates. And even, you know, you can line up four progressives every night against Jennings. Because the conservative message is the winner. And their side has to strain and have the host help them in order to even get out alive. So that show this year, I wish Fox would put on one that actually, yeah, the Five is interesting, but a show like that with people that actually differ and wild cards, ultimate wild card is Geraldo Rivera. All right, phone lines. 855-839-1210. I'm looking at Stephen Moore today, too, explaining. Got to get him back on the show. Hopefully, EJ and Tony will be on Friday. The GDP booms, but consumer confidence is not. So that tells us not to get crazy and start telling people, well, they ought to just pay attention to the numbers. What it tells us is, and by the way, the inflation increase is only 2.5% in the red states. It's over 3% in the blue states. Big difference there. There's work to be done with convincing people, A, that you're paying attention to their anxiety here, and that around the corner, you are going to show them as the big, beautiful bill and other things come into play, that they're going to be much better off and that a little bit more time is necessary to eradicate what Joe Biden did. Those are all arguments that are plausible. Just continue to make them and continue to show the progress. But I do give an A to the Trump administration on a multitude of fronts, going after everything that they can. And I gave you some small ones the other day, got a lot of response on that. Just ticket prices for events, that kind of thing. That all this is doable. Okay, 855-839-12.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Yeah, she's no Yvonne DiCarlo, though.
Right.
I mean, imagine Christmas Eve. And I'm telling you, Zenos, the mind of Zenos. I'd love to see a duo, be a vaudeville act. Zenos and Joe of Exton.
I would pay money for that.
Oh, good.
We should do a politics and pints with
them,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Just the name Zenos alone. You don't run into many Zenoses.
That is true.
Yeah, Danny in Wilmington, Delaware. We're big in Delaware, particularly Wilmington, Delaware. Hey, Danny, Merry Christmas. What do you have today?
Merry Christmas, Dom. How are you?
Good.
The family I was thinking of was the Robinson family from Lost in Space.
Okay, I mean,
I don't know how bad it could be that you would need your family then being lost in space.
Okay, yeah, Danny, we'll put that down. The Will Robinson danger, sure. Susan, now, this is like hers, I think, is out of the Joe of Exton school of I know a good bit about them, but is a interesting choice. Susan, Merry Christmas. Thanks, as always, for joining
Merry
us.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, by the way, you were mentioned on the female side, since we didn't have any the other day, as one of the callers of the year potentials in the future.
Well, that's nice. I'll have to call more often.
Absolutely.
The Romanoff family, so many stories, the mysteries, particularly the ones that were executed by the Bolsheviks, all the mysteries surrounding Anastasia forever. And even when they did DNA, there's still people who claim that they're descended from her. In fact, when I lived in Charlottesville, there was a woman there who was, she said she was Anastasia. I mean, maybe she was. It's interesting anyway. But the Romanoff family.
Yeah, and then there's Chris Matthews comparing the Trumps, of course, to the Romanoffs. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, Chris Matthews.
Well, he's so off the wall anyway.
Oh, my goodness. It's even worse now. Thank you, Susan. The last time I had him on, I mean, he's a veteran beyond broadcaster. We had a problem. He just cursed a couple times. Not that he was that angry, just lost his mind. Like, what business are we in? You're not on cable, Chris.
Right.
You know? Yeah, my hand was on the button throughout. Then there's Jimmy Matthews. Jimmy, if you're out there, come on. What happened to Jimmy Matthews? Bruce of the Northeast, we're still trying to locate. I remember when Jimmy had to run up the steps of the art museum.
And I was there for that, too.
Was it in a bathing suit, or what did he have to do?
He had to, well, basically, the bet was, he placed a bet with Kale, with the morning show.
Yes.
If Trump won, he was going to run up the steps in boxer shorts. However, and run up the steps with a Kale & Company flag.
Okay.
He ran up the stairs, but not with boxer shorts. Basically, it was just like biker shorts.
Okay. So, that's fair enough. Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and the Kale flag. That's
and the Kale flag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy, we used to miss it. He would call, you know, the shtick was, now he doesn't do it.
Right.
You got to say former President Trump.
That was also one of the conditions as well.
Yeah, so it took away all of that from him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it started because of my criticism of Chris Matthews, and it just...
Actually, it was you, and also Rich kind of was really like, you know, they are having like a healthy debate about Chris Matthews and Jimmy Matthews, and it was going on.
I would say this, Chris Matthews is better than what they have on MSNBC.
I agree with you 100% on that.
It's just,
or actually, it's MS Now. Not,
yeah, and when he's on, he's a little bit more mollified toward President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 855-839-1210. The raging debate today, have tariffs impacted negatively the bourbon industry? Oh, man, we don't want that. So, again, the 4.3%, but consumer confidence reports are still not there. All right, so what do you do? Do you scream at them? No, I think you recognize, and more people are coming around to this point of view. President Trump recognizes that, continues, though, to lay out what Joe Biden did, how disastrous it was, how much time it's going to take, and come say February, March, people are seeing what's happening with their taxes. They are going to be very, very welcome. Also, we played you life coach. You might play it one more time if we have time here coming up. Life coach Kamala Harris and the laugh at the end of it. We'll play that coming up. And she defends that and says it's sexism if you mock the cackle that's going on here. It wasn't just the cackle, though. It was her word salad advice. Do you want a Friday night guy or a Sunday morning guy? And then the cackle. And then it's sort of, she does like a semi-cackle in here. Is that sexism? And that's why we think of males that have a bad laugh. I can't think of too many. I mean.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard, 100%.
Kawhi Leonard? That's pretty random. Yeah? I have to.
Let me find it.
Okay, all right. We'll play Kawhi Leonard. How's that for randomness?
Right.
And life coach Kamala Harris coming up. Let me take one more here. Randy in West Deptford. Hey, Randy. Happy New Merry Christmas. Hi.
Same to you, Dominic. I wanted to give you a suggestion on who I would have liked to have met just before he became famous.
Okay.
I'll set the scene for you. It's 1962. I'm wandering the streets of Liverpool, England, and I come across this dank cellar, and I hear this music coming out of it, and who does it turn out to be?
Beatles.
Liverpool?
Yeah.
The Beatles. Singing all their American rock and roll favorites. They're like 18, 19 years old.
Wow.
I get a lot of copies of their autographs for like £1 each.
Unbelievable, Randy. So looking back on that, did you have a sense they'd be that big?
I think when I first saw them on Ed Sullivan, they were so different, and the music was so good. If their music talent didn't dry up, they were going to be big.
Ah, okay. Well, I still think the Stones are the superior group. How about you?
As performers, yeah, but not as recording artists. Dominic, how many books have been written on the Stones? Compare that with how many books have been written on the Beatles.
Well, culturally, too. I mean, they change things without a doubt.
Yeah.
And no stations just play the Stones as they play the Beatles, I think, still.
Did you see them when the Stones were in Philadelphia a couple years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as performers all time. Randy, have a good Christmas. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if you would recognize them at that point and say, wow, this is going to be huge. Because you're making judgments on, you know, with Mickey Mantle, you just see the raw stuff there in front of you and you think, this is not possible. How do we sign this guy? Back in the day, before scouting, before anything, you had to see it in person and you had to sign him. Anybody could sign anybody. That's how I think sports should be. Imagine how exciting. I see a producer like Kirk. I want to sign him. Greg Stocker does too. Greg Stocker's not beating me. What do I have to do to sign Kirk today? That's the way it ought to be, rather than all his contracts and corporate stuff and drafting producers.
Right.
No, that's not what we're going to do. Much better era.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah, but Buffalo wouldn't have a team then. That's too bad. Philadelphia would. So what do we care? All right, coming up, we'll play you a little bit of Kamala Harris and also Kawhi Leonard's laugh. We'll see if it's deficient or not. We may have a whole new area of laughter to take a look at. Dom Giordano, Lightning Round. We'll play those before the Lightning Round. Then we have the Lightning Round. We'll get a winner today. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Lightning Round coming up here. But here is life coach Kamala Harris, Dom Giordano show. Then we'll see about Kawhi Leonard's laugh. Is this actually as bad as the cackle? She's with a female podcaster, and they're trying to determine, do you want a Friday night kind of guy? The word salad, of course, is there too. Or do you want a Sunday morning relationship?
The important piece of this, though, for anyone who is single, who wants to be in a relationship, is to be kind to yourself and choose to be with someone who is kind.
Not bad.
That's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, it choose to be with someone who allows you to laugh at yourself and them. Choose to be with someone who, you know, you like going to the grocery store together, taking a walk together, including doing something fancy together. You know, I mean, and there are different phases in your life, and depending on what phase you're in, maybe you're going to choose that you want to have that kind of Friday night relationship,
mm-hmm.
or you yes. want that Sunday morning relationship.
Oh, man.
Sometimes they go together and sometimes they don't.
Sometimes you can get both.
That's enough of the cackle. So we got the cackle. Now, here's contestant two. Here's Kawhi Leonard. Clippers mainly play with all-time hand size and Sixers killer, Kawhi Leonard. All right. I don't think that's that horrible, yeah? It has to grow up.
Dom, they yeah. remixed that laugh into a parody of the NBA on NBC like theme okay. song. That's been a meme in the NBA for like the last
seven years
okay, since it
came
out.
Let's hear it one more time. Come on, Kawhi. That's not good for a male. Okay. Okay. It's not the cackle. I don't know if it pops as much. I'll take your sports with NBC with that. Okay. All right. We got to get a winner here, though. Let's go to Chef Dave in Oakland. Hey, Dave, welcome in. What's yours?
Mine is Anne Frank and the Frank family, the ones who hid out in an attic in the Netherlands under Nazi occupation. They were finally turned in and they were arrested. And she left her diary strewn across the floor, I guess when they searched the place. And the people that were cleaning up the attic found it, never read it, hid it for her, hoping that she would return. It became one of the best-selling books of all time, helped millions understand human rights, empathy, freedom, and human rights.
Yeah, that is a great. I was wondering how they got it, Dave. Thank you very much. And Lance in South Philly, our last hitter. Hey, Lance, Merry Christmas. What's yours?
Thank you, Dom. I'm going to go with the Flying Willendus.
Okay. Why?
You know, why? Because to walk, to take your whole family across a high line, across a skyscraper, you're putting your trust and your family, as a family should be. You fall, you die. There is no exceptions.
Yeah, to come up in the family business, Lance, and stay in the family business, wow, you know, that's exactly right. That is a really good one. If you have a chance over the holidays, too, and I'll do more on Friday, the guy, though, that I'm still in, the Luendas, and I'm not sure how many did die, but the man on a wire, the guy, the documentary, I think it's a half hour, of the guy between the Twin Towers, surreptitiously, they got people in both towers, and they stretched the wire across between the two of them. I think he was up there for an hour. That's what the documentary says. Over 100,000 people down below in the streets. Can you imagine? I've only been to the Empire State Building once, took a look out there. That was enough for me. I'm walking back inside.
It's a one and done for me, too.
Yeah, and this guy on the wire between the Twin Towers. I don't know if you see clouds there when you're walking or whatever. How could you stay up there, if true, an hour?
I couldn't
do it. It's impossible.
I couldn't do it.
10 seconds, 5 seconds is enough. All right, good night, everybody.
Exactly right.
All right, Kirk, who did you like today?
So I got to go with a tie because...
okay.
So I'm going to go with David, South Carolina, just because, not necessarily because he's the...
YouTube, right?
YouTube family. However, I'm leaning a lot more with Xenos, the monsters in Upper Derby. So
the call was promo material extraordinary.
Yep.
Send it to Henry.
I did. Yeah, I already did. I'm way ahead of you.
All right, John, you can break the tie. Who did you like?
I got to go with Drew in Upper Derby with the Manning family. I think that's a great, great guess. And there's nothing more American than sticking with a bad team.
All right. All right, wow. I'm gonna go with Xenos today, too. I think the call was good. The family was unusual in how he expressed it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Yvonne DiCarlo.
That closed it right there.
I got to go back and reword Yvonne DiCarlo. Hey, I'm watching Fox, too, and we'll talk about this again on Friday. Bible sales up. Is this Charlie Kirk? Generation Z and millennials back to church. And the nugget from today, the great Scott Jennings book title, Western Civilization Under Attack. And today on Christmas Eve, and they'll probably do it on Christmas too. As I said, Politico on Twitter trending, saying the extreme right, the far right, the right, conservatives are trying to steal Christmas, trying to tell us that Christmas is the marker of the Western civilization. It is. And in America, even more so. We know what it's about. We know all the elements of it, the secular and religious coming together beautifully. Both can be there. So wherever you're headed, whatever you're doing today and tomorrow, we are not reclaiming that. We always owned it. They don't own it. We do. And that's where the battle is. And that's how far, not every liberal, but progressives and people that are ideologues, Western civilization, even if they can't articulate it, is what's under attack. That's where they're going. And we're going to see with Mondami that play out unbelievably in New York. Can hardly wait for the new year on that. I will see you Friday. Thanks to Kirk and thanks to John for producing.
Thank you.
A day that is a difficult day to be producing talk radio quirkiness with a host like me. Follow me on Twitter if you want that. Remember, you can't be nuts like Rizzioli.
Exactly right.
You have to be quirky. There's quirky. A little touch.
That's the
key
word.
That's what you'll see.
Exactly right.
Eccentric. A little bit eccentric.
That too.
A little bit eccentric. And you got the touch. That's what makes it go. And thanks to everybody who called in today. Wonderful stuff. Enjoy. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And we will see you on Friday. Maybe we'll do the Buffalo thing. Maybe that person when you first saw them. Rich Cioli Show, next, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.